Welcome to Storytime Explorers, a podcast full of stories, imagination, and growing hearts and minds. Let's go on an adventure together. Are you ready?
One, two, three. Come explore with me.
Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This story is about a big idea, making a lemonade stand. Ella the elephant has been thinking about it for a while. She's read about lemonade stands in books. She's imagined the sign, the cups, and what it might be like to have her own. And today, it's finally happening. Let's spend the day with Ella and her friend Leo the lion as they make a list, mix the lemonade, and share it with all their friends. It's early in the morning. Ella and Leo are outside under a tree making a list. First, they write down everything they need for their lemonade stand. Cups, napkins, lemons, flavors, a big sign, and tickets for their friends. They start thinking about lemonade flavors. "I like broccoli," says Leo. "It would be green." Ella giggles. She's never had green lemonade before. It might taste good. She'd have to try it. Leo thinks for a moment. Then he says, "Strawberries." Ella nods yes. "Mango too," she says. "It's sweet and a little tart." Mango is one of her favorite fruits. Together, they decide strawberry and mango. Next, they cut little yellow squares to make the tickets. Ella draws tiny lemons on each one with little smiley faces because she's feeling happy. Then, they work on the big sign. Ella writes the word lemonade on pieces of yellow paper, one letter at a time. Leo tapes each letter to the front of the table, pressing them down so they stay in place. Once their sign is finished, they head inside to get the lemonade ready. With help from Ella's grown-up, they squeeze the lemons and pour in the water to make lemonade. Then they blend the flavors, frozen strawberries in one bowl, frozen mango in another. Leo stirs the strawberries and takes a little lick from the spoon. "Brr, cold and super sweet," he says, smiling. Ella scoops some mango and gives it a taste. "Mmm, sweet and a little tart." They set out a small tray of strawberry slices, each one juicy and red. Then they place two spoons in a cup for scooping. They both smile. Their big idea was coming to life. They were working hard, and it was starting to feel real. Before they do anything else, Ella picks up her list. "Let's see. Do we have everything?" She checks each item one by one. Leo smiles. "Everything is ready. Easy peasy lemon squeezy." They head outside and each take one side of the table. "Ready?" asks Ella. Leo nods. 1, 2, 3, lift. Together, they carry the table to the sidewalk. Now it's time to set everything up. They place the cups and napkins on the table. The bowl of tickets goes on the corner so everyone can take one before their turn. The lemonade sits in the middle with mango and strawberry on each side. Spoons rest in a little cup ready to scoop. Together, they worked hard and now everything was ready. Ella takes a deep breath. "Lemonade, fresh squeezed," she calls out. Leo adds, "It's yummy in your tummy." Friends and neighbors start to line up. As each one arrives, they take a yellow ticket and join the line. When it's their turn, Ella takes the ticket and asks, "What flavor would you like, strawberry or mango?" "Strawberry, please." Leo scoops the strawberries into a cup. Ella pours in the lemonade, then stirs it up. Stir, stir, stir. Ella adds a juicy strawberry slice on top. The next friend steps forward and hands over their ticket. "Mango and strawberry, please." Scoop, scoop, pour, stir. One by one, each friend steps up, holding their yellow ticket. And every time, Ella and Leo worked together as a team. Ticket, flavor, scoop, pour, stir. Ella rubs her sticky elbow on a wet napkin. Leo wipes a little strawberry juice from his paw. Just as Ella takes a deep breath and looks up, the line is gone. Everyone is enjoying the lemonade. "Mmm, delicious. So fresh. Ella and Leo each make one more lemonade for themselves. Then they join their friends and neighbors talking and laughing together. Ella and Leo sit down next to each other in the grass. This was the best lemonade stand, they say together. It was a lot of work, and they still have to clean up. But it was worth it. It was everything Ella imagined, and more. The end. Ella's lemonade stand started with a big idea, one she imagined, planned, and made happen with a little help. She and Leo worked hard, mixed sweet and tart lemonade, and shared it with friends. It took time and teamwork, but it was fun, and it was worth it. Have you ever had a big idea like that? Something you want to build or make or share? With planning, teamwork, and a little imagination, who knows what you might create? Thanks for listening to Storytime Explorers today. Until next time, keep being kind and stay curious.